So we have Guy Fieri on a teleconference here today. You know, the guy with the Emmy award-winning show from Food Network, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Well, he recently hooked up with several heavy hitters to raise money for unemployed restaurant workers, including Bill Murray. So please welcome the mayor of Flavortown. Hey, Guy Fieri.
It's great to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
So, Guy, listen, we saw, along with Bill Murray, on The Tonight Show on Friday night. How did you get hooked up for your new charity with Bill Murray?
Well, I've been a Bill Murray fan, I think, like all of us are. And his son is in the restaurant business, has a really acclaimed restaurant in New York. Friends of friends put us together. Bill was aware of the program I'm doing, RERF, which is Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. We just kind of started going back and forth on what would be fun to make a fundraiser. And it became the Nacho Average Nacho Competition.
So, Guy, tell us more about this fundraiser and how restaurants in my area can benefit.
So the website is RERF.us, and that stands for Restaurant Employee Relief Fund.us. And that's a great place to go to make a donation. And it's also a place that if you're an employee that has lost their job due to this pandemic, it's a great place to sign up for the $500 grant. We've raised over $22 million so far and still continuing to raise money. So there's tens of thousands of restaurants that are closed and millions of employees without jobs. And this is just an effort to help folks out.
So listen, you own restaurants yourself, and you've helped a lot of independent restaurants on your show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. But what is your best advice for us to help local restaurants in central Wisconsin?
Well, there's a lot of restaurants that look like they're closed because you can't go in them, but in fact are actually open and available for delivery and for takeout. And a lot of the restaurants that you wouldn't anticipate would be doing delivery or to-go are doing that. They've changed their game. So just reach out to them. Go on their Facebook, go through their social media, give them a call. You can't dine in, but you can dine out, and it really does help the restaurants. You got to remember, the fixed costs that these restaurants still have with rent and insurance, electricity, and so forth, every little bit helps. So, and also buying gift certificates. You know, you may not be able to dine there today, but buy the gift certificates and come back in a few months. But that cash flow, restaurants are, they're such an important part of our lives, and we've spent so many of our great milestones at restaurants. It's really a time that we can help them out.
Gotta know what's for lunch.
You know what? It's an ongoing family debate of what is going to be, not so much lunch, it's what's for dinner. The youngest, Ryder, is a pizza fanatic. He thinks it's one of the food groups. So he'll start his play real easy on the, you know, pizza sounds good. You know, I could help make the fire in the wood-fired oven, Dad. Wouldn't we want to start that dough early to really build that delicious yeast flavor? The older son, Hunter, who is into barbecue, he'll, of course, say, I did notice that we had some pork ribs in the fridge. And then the overriding vote, of course, is always my wife, Lori, who will trump them or join sides with them. It is quite a negotiating time and situation that we go through. So we're just getting into making the final decisions now for what will be taking place tonight. I believe it's going to be a peppered tri-tip that will be served with a Cabernet balsamic reduction and most likely a red bell pepper polenta. I think that's where we're going.
Guy Fieri, everybody. Thank you, man.
It's great to be on your show. Thanks for having me.